Orcharding as well, yeah. Mainly, what do we say, downs and around the apple.
Mm.
But I'm just planting out now cider fruit.
Oh, yeah.
As I, over the years, I have ripped up a few orchards, old orchards, you know, that wanted ripping up. You know, it wasn't, it was vandalistic sort of thing. They were past their best.
Mm.
And, well, dangerous, like you try to put a ladder up some of these old trees and the branches break off and
Oh, right.
You're down and break your neck. And
mm.
So I've ripped out a few, and now I've sort of, in my senior years, I'm sort of thinking, well, I ought to put a few back, like,
mm.
you know, so we're planting up slowly, because it's quite expensive.
Right.
Quite a large orchard, I hope, at
mm.
the top end of the farm.
Oh, right.
And hopefully, when that comes into bearing in the next, it takes 4 or 5 years to
mm.
start bearing, really, I'll be sort of retiring, and that'll be my pension fund.
Yeah.
Then when I go, there'll be a nice orchard for my
yeah.
son to carry on with, and
mm.
if he wants to rip it out, well, he can, but
no, you know,
the option will be up to him then.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping this winter to get, what do they call it, rootstock,
mm.
and then bud my own trees in the summer.
Right.
That's a cheaper job, like.
Yeah.
Because I want somewhere in the region of like 4,000 or 5,000 trees.
Right.
Which are about £8 a piece.
Right, yeah.
Which is a lot of money.
Yeah.
So we're going to the rootstock a lot cheaper.
Mm.
And bud and graft and whatever. But I think I've got to next summer, and then the year after you plant them, like, so it's a long-term job.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm doing a few every year, and
mm.
so hopefully it doesn't drain on the farm income too much.
Mm.
And then hopefully by the time I'm sort of doing the last few, the first ones I've done will be
yeah.
bearing,
mm.
and they'll be producing a bit of income to subsidise
yeah.
the other.
Mm.
That's the
really
theory.
Good idea, yeah.
Yeah. I planted about 40 trees last winter.
Oh, right, that's quite a lot.
Yeah, well, I think I planted a few of them. So I planted about 20 the year before, 30 last year,
mm.
And I had a grand total of one apple on them.
Oh, really?
I just went for that. I didn't want any apples because I wanted all the energy to go into the growth
yeah.
for
mm.
the first 2 or 3 years. But I just left this one apple as a novelty. So I watched it grow, and thought, well, that was on one of last year's trees, not the one I bought 2 years ago, I suppose.
Mm.
So as you say, it's a long-term job, and
yeah.
but like if you don't start somewhere, you know, you think, oh, it's a long time, 5 or 6 years, but suddenly you're there.
Yes, exactly.
And,
yeah.
and you think, well, if I'd have planted 5 or 6 years ago, they've been yielding well now, haven't
mm.
they?
So yeah.
here we go, you know. So mm. the next 2 or 3 years, I hope to get it all done,
mm.
and then. They start yielding bit by bit, like.